الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. صدق الله العظيم. أن رجلا سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: مرني بأمر في الإسلام لا أسأل عنه أحدا بعدك. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, the one established reality which we cannot possibly deny about our existence in this world is that every one of us, it is Allah's system, Allah's sunnat, Allah's decree. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبَدِيلًا وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدَلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزَلِ. It is Allah's unbreakable, undeniable decree that everything in existence, siwallah, besides Allah, is heading towards decline. Everything in existence is on a cycle of destruction. That Allah who created this world, before creating it, it was His decision. وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا سَعِيدًا جُرُزًا. Allah already decided the destruction of everything in existence. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَا كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. That which Quran again and again sounds out. This Mubarak, this blessed, this honorable, this most auspicious guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this month of Ramadan, the value of which we can gauge from the expression of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he said, لو يعلم العباد ما في رمضان لتمنت أمتي أن تكون السنة كلها رمضان. He said, if only my ummah would come to know the value of this month, they will wish that the entire year was Ramadan. But the cycle of life, the reality of life, it seems it was only yesterday. It seems it was only yesterday we were looking for the hilal of Ramadan. There were different mindsets, different approaches as to what the relevance of this month meant to each of us. What was our preparation? What was our anticipation? And then the month of Ramadan dawned upon us. Each one can take a thermometer. Each one can take a yardstick and check, how did we spend this month? These precious moments, this opportunity, which for another 11 months, if we are living, we don't know or not, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with. تُفْتَحُ فِيهِ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ تُغْلَقُ فِيهِ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ تُغَلُّ فِيهِ الشَّيَاطِينَ هَذَا رَمَضَان قَدْ جَاءَتْ هَذَا رَمَضَان قَدْ جَاءَتْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ramadan has come. Allah flung open the doors of Jannah. Allah locked up Jahannam. Allah tied up the shayateen. Allah descended, a descension in keeping with His greatness. Allah called out, هَلْ مِنْ سَائِلٍ فَأَعْطِيَهُ سُؤْلًا هَلْ مِنْ تَائِبٍ فَأَتُوبَ إِلَيْهِ. Is there anyone that has some need that I may grant it to him? Is there anyone that he wants repentance, wants forgiveness, so that I may grant it to him? That month which Quran set as its goal, as its objective, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Fasting was prescribed upon you as it was prescribed upon the nations before you. Why? What was the johar? What was the goal? What was the objective of this month of Ramadan? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Find Allah. Become Allah's. Realize that your stay, your sojourn in this world is temporary. This world is a passing phase. How much longer is it going to be that masiyat? How much longer is it going to be that disobedience to Allah? How much longer are you going to set up that signpost? Paisa, paisa, paisa. Wealth of this world, luxuries of this world, comforts of this world, position of this world, status of this world, this idol that we have erected in our hearts of Allah, forgive us, of the worship of wealth. At that altar, every command of Allah was being broken. Azan was falling on deaf ears. A life of fulfilling passions and desires. A life of lies, treachery, riba, deceit. Breaking command upon command of Allah. Whatever the dictate of wealth was, we fulfilled it. Why? Because we had made that the qibla. This ummah generally, illa mashallah, had become the living embodiment of that expression of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he said, يَأْتِ عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ لَا يُبَالِ الْمَرْءُ مَا أَخَذَ أَمِنَ الْحَلَالِ أَمِنَ الْحَرَامِ. He said, a time will come upon my ummah, they will not care where the wealth is coming from. Whether it is halal, whether it is haram, will not be a consideration. In the pursuit of that wealth, every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be broken. Allah's warnings came. Allah's reminders came from every direction. Like the poet puts it beautifully, like that kehne wala, the one who said it, ad-dunya thalathatu ayyam, ad-dunya thalathatu ayyam, this life, this world is only 3 days. That which Quran encapsulates, كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ ذُحَاهَا. Allah says, when akhirat dawns, when the cycle of this life reaches its indeterminable end, its inevitable end, what is that end? That day when you have to stand in front of Allah, that day when this heart will be checked. What was the goal? What was the objective? Did you keep Allah in front of you? Did you make Allah the objective? Did you hand yourself over to Allah? Or was it something else? Was it ghairullah? Was it the passions and desires of this world? That undeniable day in which the cycle of life is going towards. Quran describes how long is this cycle? How long is this world? Shaitan's effort is there. قال رب بما أغويتني لأزينن لهم في الأرض. Shaitan took an oath. I will beautify it. Like elastic, I will stretch this life for them. I will make it appear as if this dunya is everything. But what is the reality? كأنهم يوم يرونها لم يلبثوا إلا عشية أو ضحاها. When akhirat will dawn, it will appear as if the life in this world was only one morning or one evening. Like he said, ad-dunya thalathatu ayyam, this world is only 3 days. Yawmu amsin madha, one day has already passed. What is past is not coming back. What is past is not coming back. Time is the most valuable asset. Time is that asset you cannot replace. What's gone is already gone. Yawmu amsin madha, yawmu ghadin, the second day is tomorrow. فَلَسْتَ تَدْرِي أَنْتَ مُدْرِكَهُ أَمْلَى. None of you knows whether you are going to live till tomorrow. The third day, وَيَوْمٌ أَنْتَ فِي, is the day in which you are now. فَغْتَنِمْهُ, like he says, value this day. That sabak and that lesson which Quran is sounding out again and again. My respected brothers, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived by the industries. Don't be deceived by the factories. Don't be deceived by the shops. Don't be deceived by the warehouses. Don't be deceived by the glitter and glamour and attraction of this world. Don't be deceived by the wah-wah given to the people of wealth. Don't be deceived by the huge, huge palaces. Don't be deceived by the ringing of the coins. Allah has already decided that which Quran calls out, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ وَإِذَا الْمَوْؤُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. Same message. Quran calls out in a different manner. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ. Same message. Quran calls out different manner. القارعه ما القارعه وما ادراك ما القارعه يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش. Same message, different manner. Quran calls out اذا وقعت الواقعه ليس لوقعتها كاذبه خافضه الرافعه اذا رجت الارض رجا وبست الجبال بسا فكانت هباء منبثا وكنتم أزواجا ثلاثة. Same message, different manner. Quran calls out الحاقة ما الحاقة وما أدراك ما الحاقة يسألونك عن الجبال فقل ينسفها ربي نسفا فيذرها قاعا صفصفا لا ترى فيها عوجا ولا أمتا إذا السماء انشقت. Verse upon verse, these are alarm bells, these are bombs going on. Do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. Make Allah your goal. Make Allah your goal. How much longer is it going to be this blind pursuit of this dunya? How much longer are you going to continue to deny that which cannot be denied? Go to the graveyard. Go to those graveyards. Look at those plaques. Look at those holes in the ground. In this world, you built up that palatial home. You are going to leave it behind. That wealth which you amassed, you are going to leave it behind. You are going to have to hand it over to someone else. You looked around. You wanted for Eid that fancy suit. You wanted that special textile. You wanted that special fabric. 40, 50 years of your life passed. You were not happy with any of the clothing material available. Is not that time coming? What will your kafan be? It will just be two pieces of cloth. That too, not even sewn together. There won't be any tailor that you will have to go to. You in that bathroom of yours, you imported the tiles. You spend not 100, sometimes 200, 300,000 on one tap, on one bath, on one marble. When right on your doorstep, the children of the poor were dying hungry. They were those little babies that were suckling the breast of their mothers. You refused to spend in their way. What eventually? You put that special lighting in your house. You built that special home. You didn't want to have even the least bit of discomfort. In summer, beautiful breeze, artificial. Environmental system set up so that cool in summer, warm in winter. What is the eventual outcome? Is that grave, does it have some special tiling? Is it not a filthy hole in the ground? Are there not just insects and worms there? How much of intizam you made in this world? You had that special perfume, that cosmetic. My skin is nazuk, my skin is very, very delicate. Only certain chemicals can line it. That special bathroom you built, where are you eventually washed? Is it just not some piece of metal? 2 or 3 days pass, all that cosmetic, all that perfume, what is the stench that is emanating from that qabr? Is this not the cycle of life? That which Quran calls out again and again. Make Allah your goal. Make Allah your goal. Make Allah your goal. Come out of this deception. Ramadan is not an end in itself. Ramadan is not there so that you only worship Allah in Ramadan. Ramadan is not there so that only for a short period of time you realize the direction in which your life is going. Like the poet puts it, it beautifully. Ad-dunya, ad-dunya, kulluha, shahru siyamil muttaqeen. He said this entire life is 1 month of Ramadan. It seems only yesterday, the hilal of moon, the hilal of Ramadan we were looking for. How quickly has the time not passed? How quickly has the time not passed? Almost in the blink of an eyelid. And now we are looking for the Hilal of Eid. One was that kayfiyat manner of the heart in which we met Ramadan. One is the kayfiyat and manner of the heart in which we will meet the Hilal of Eid. Will the masjid now be emptied? Will that Quran be now put away in that shelf? Will that tahajjud namaz become a thing of the past? Will that sukoon, that itminan, that turning to Allah, that zikr of Allah, that remembrance of Allah, will we turn our backs on that? Is this the sabak of Ramadan? Is this the goal of Ramadan? Is this the objective of Ramadan? Someone said to Bishr Hafi, rahimahullah, inna qawman yata'abbaduna wa yajtahiduna fi Ramadan. They are a group of people that exert yata'abbadun. Tireless ibadat, yajtahidun, exert themselves tirelessly in Ramadan. What was the observation of this friend of Allah? Allah had given him that insight. Allah had given him that understanding. Allah had given him that perception. He said, bi'sal qawmu qawmun, la ya'rifun Allah haqqan illa fi Ramadan. He said, how terrible a people they are. How terrible a people they are. How wretched a people they are. And how unworthy a people they are. Who will only recognize the right of Allah in Ramadan. Who will only worship Allah in Ramadan. Who will only read the Quran in Ramadan. Who that azan will mean something to them only in Ramadan. Allah's command will mean something to them only in Ramadan. Inna as-sahih salih alladhi yata'abbad wa yajtahidu as-sanata kullaha. The true slave of Allah, the true seeker of Allah, the one who truly pursues Allah will not be deceived. Will not be deceived by the temptations of this world, by the attractions of this world. كَأَلَّمْ تَكُنْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ خُلَّةٌ وَلَا حُسْنُ وُدِّمْ مَرَّةً فِي التَّبَاذُلِي. How beautifully Abdullah bin Qurs radiallahu ta'ala who describes worldly relationships. Because of that wife, how many commands of Allah you broke. Because of that husband, how many commands of Allah she broke. Because of those children and their worldly pursuits and desires, how many commands of Allah we broke. My respected brothers, the reality, we will have to go into that qabr, we will have to go into the grave, then we will be eaten by the insects of the grave, and then those insects will be eaten by other insects. Then the merciless ravage of time, as the sand will be upended, those same children, that same wife, that same husband, someone will ask one day, that isn't the qabr was here, where is the grave? They won't even know where the grave was. They won't even know where the grave was. Those relationships on the basis of which Allah was sacrificed. Akhirat was sacrificed. The goal was sacrificed. The objective was sacrificed. Ad-dunya kulluha shahru siyamil muttaqeen. This entire life, this entire world is 1 month of Ramadan. And how the poet puts it beautifully, wa'idu fitrihim, wa'idu fitrihim, wa'idu fitrihim. Eidul Fitr is not Monday or Tuesday. Eidul Fitr, the real Eidul Fitr, the real Eidul Fitr, the real day of celebration, the real day to open up the ihram of fasting, the real day to open up this ihram of the obedience of Allah, of seeking Allah, of becoming Allah's, is not in 2 or 3 days time. No. Eid fitrihim, yawma liqai rabbihim, is the day when you meet Allah. Is the day when the cycle of life reaches its indelible conclusion. That day when you will have to stand in front of Allah, that is Eid al-Fitr. So he says, Fasum yawmaka al-adna, Fasum yawmaka al-adna, Fasum yawmaka al-adna. So for the short life, you saw one hilal, then you saw the next hilal. In the blink of an eyelid, like that, this life will end. Malakul Maut will come. That death will come. That day is coming. How much longer are we going to deny? Look at the challenge. Look at the challenge. Look at the challenge which Quran gives us. فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَئِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ فلولا إن كنتم غير مدينين.
تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
Whenever the conflict of mort and life took place, understand this is Allah's sunnat. Life will be defeated. Mort will be the victor. Death will be the victor. Deny it as much as you want. Run behind this dunya as much as you want. Amass as much as you want. Break command upon Allah, of command of Allah, as much as you want. But Quran's challenge, follow if what you are doing is correct. If this deniability of yours is correct. If this paisa of yours is correct. If this delay of the tawbah, and then delay. If this mindset is correct, then Allah says, 14 centuries ago this challenge was issued. لولا إذا بلغت الحلقوم. When the soul of that person reaches the hulqum, and now he is gone into sakarat. فلولا إذا بلغت الحلقوم وأنتم حينئذ تنظرون. You are standing there. You are looking. You are looking at that relative. You are looking at him in sakarat. The machines are there. The ventilation is there. The doctors are there. The surgeons are there. Medical science is there. The latest in technology is there. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Allah says, we are also there. We are closer, but you cannot see us. Allah's system, Allah's nizam. And then Quran issues the challenge. فَلَوْلَا إِن كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ. Quran upon Quran, day upon day, setting sun upon setting sun, sickness upon sickness, decline upon decline, message upon message, reminder upon reminder came to you. تُجھے مرنا ہے. You are going to die. You will have to leave all this behind. You will have to stand in front of Allah. Make Allah the goal. Isse zyada bewakoof insan. The more foolish than this human being is no one who will make wealth this goal, who will make this dunya the goal, who will fail to make Allah his goal. فَلَوْلَا إِن كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ. If this mindset of yours was correct, to deny Allah and to let Allah's reminders fall upon deaf ears, Ramadan upon Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr upon Laylatul Qadr, big night upon big night, opportunity upon opportunity, came and went. فَلَوْلَا إِن كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ. If your mindset was correct, تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allah says, send the soul back into the body. Send the soul back into the body. Use your medical science. Use your technology. Use what you have at your disposal. And get this person 1 second's extension. That which Quran challenges. وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمْ وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمْ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. There is a promised time. The time of mort. The time of death. The time when we have to stand in front of Allah. The time when we have to leave this world. Once that time comes, لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Not 1 second's extension will be given to anyone. الدُّنْيَا كُلُّهَا شَهْرُ صِيَامِ الْمُتَّقِينَ. وعيد فطرهم يوم لقاء ربهم. Jamaat came. Your tashkeel was made. You were begged, go out in the path of Allah. You were begged, sit in the company of ulama. You were begged, attach yourself to Allah's zikr. You were begged, free yourself. Free your time for the masjid. You were begged, make tawbah. Stay away from haram. Take that shaitan box out of the house. Come on to that path which Allah wants. Adopt the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What did shaitan tell you? Shaitan never told you don't do it. He said, no, delay. You still have chance. My respected brothers, Ramadan has come and gone already. One hilal we saw, the next hilal we saw. The time is coming. The time of our departure. The clock of life is running out. Like the poet puts it, وَيَوْمَ لِقَاكُمْ وَعِيدُ الْفِطْرِ يَوْمَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ فَصُمْ يَوْمَكَ الْأَدْنَى. So fast now. Make sincere tawbah now. Make the decision to change now. فَصُمْ يَوْمَكَ الْأَدْنَى لَعَلَّكَ فِي غَدٍ تَفُوزُ بِعِيدِ الْفِطْرِ وَالنَّاسُ سُوَّمُ. So that tomorrow, whilst the others are fasting and drowning in their perspiration and running helter-skelter, you will be in happiness. You will be in liqa. You will be in enjoyment. Why? Because because you have found Allah. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ We gave you Ramadan to become muttaqi. We gave you Ramadan to find Allah. If you have found Allah, if you have some sort of guarantee, then my respected brothers, then you are justified to be happy that now Ramadan is over and that Eid is coming. But take the thermometer. Ka'b Akhbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah, in his kitab he mentions this riwayat. The malaika are not going to descend on the day of Eid with some parcha. Your Ramadan is accepted. You have become muttaqi. You have become the friend of Allah. No. There's no parcha that's going to come down. How would we know? He gave us a sign. He gave us a thermometer. He gave us a yardstick. He gave us something by which we can check. He said, "Man sama Ramadan, man sama Ramadan, wa huwa yuhaddithu nafsahu annahu idha aftara ba'da Ramadan, Allah yasillah." He said, the person who fasted in Ramadan, Allah gave him that tawfiq. Allah gave him that ability, that noor of rahmat, that rain of rahmat. Yakshakumur rahma, yakshakumul baraka. Allah's baraka, Allah's blessings descended. He felt the sweetness of the Quran. He felt the sweetness of the masjid. He felt the sweetness of the environment of deen. He got up in the dead of night and those hot, hot tears he shed that, Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, I was bare namazi. Now I will make my namaz properly. Ya Allah, I'm involved in haram. I make tawbah. I ate up the haq of others. Ya Allah, I will redress that wrong. Ya Allah, I want to change. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, guide me. Ya Allah, inspire me. يُحَدِّثُ نَفْسَهُ أَنَّهُ إِذَا أَفْتَرَ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانَ أَلَّا يَعْسِ اللَّهِ He determines that the life after Ramadan and the life before Ramadan, there will be a change. Ya Allah, you have set me on this path. Now I will not reverse. I have become yours. You are my goal. You are my objective. I have handed myself over to you. كَعْبَ أَحْبَارَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى who says, if his life changes after Ramadan, then دَقَلَ الْجَنَّةِ بِلَا مَسْأَلَ وَلَا حِسَابٍ Such a person will enter into Jannah without any reckoning, without any hisab. وَمَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ And Allah forgive us. Allah forgive us. Allah forgive us. Like majority of us will be deceived by the glitter and glamour of this world. Deceived by the lights of this world. Deceived by the treachery of the cycle of time where we have this perception that we have time. Another Ramadan will come. Other opportunities will come. We are in denial. Like he says, مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ وَهُوَ يُحَدِّثُ نَفْسَهُ That person who fasts in the month of Ramadan and he tells on telling himself, carries on, he makes tawbah, he stays away from wrong, he comes to the masjid, he envelops himself in the amal of deen, but each time he's telling himself, annahu idha aftara ba'da Ramadan, don't worry nafs, it's only a short time. It's only a short time. It's only a short time. Just now, the get out of jail free card is coming. What is the get out of jail free card? The hilal of Eid. Then the little chadar and cloak I put over that shaitan box, I'll rip it out. Then that enjoyment and that internet till 12, 1 in the morning will carry on. Then that danda of the dunya at the cost of my deen will carry on. Keeps on telling himself, only for Ramadan, only for Ramadan, only for Ramadan. Allah forgive us. Allah have mercy upon us. Ka'b Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala says, فَصِيَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ مَرْدُود This is a sign that his Ramadan has been rejected by Allah. That if the life doesn't change, the life has to change. This is a cycle. الدُّنْيَا كُلُّهَا شَهْرُ سِيَامِ الْمُتَّقِينَ This whole world is 1 month of Ramadan. This entire life is 1 month of Ramadan. Eid ul-Fitr, the day of enjoyment, the day of real celebration is the day if Allah becomes the goal. Become muttaqi, get the jewel and pearl of Ramadan, that make Allah your goal, make Allah the directive, immerse yourself in the love of Allah, make Allah matloob, make Allah maqsood. Guna you will make, we are insan, you will make sin, Allah is ghafoorul raheem, but the drive has to be there, the drive has to be there. How Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala put it beautifully, I've run out of time, very briefly, Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi rahimahullah mentions this riwayat that Anas bin Malik, Khadimur Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, describes it beautifully. He says, Inna li kulli mu'min fi hayatihi khamsata a'yad. He said, every mu'min in his life, there are 5 days of Eid. True Eid, 5 days of Eid. Kullu yawmin La ya'si rabbahu fahuwa yawm eid. He said, every day of your life that passes, kullu yawmin yamur, wa lam yuktab alayhi dham, and you haven't broken one command of Allah, you haven't done one sin, fahuwa yawm eid. That is your day of Eid. The day when you didn't displease Allah. Wal yawmul ladhi yakhruju min fihi min ad-dunya mal iman wal shahada wal ismati min kaydi ash-shaytan fahuwa yawm eid. The day when you leave this world with the kalima on your lips, kama tahyun tamutun, as you will live, Allah will give you mort like that. Live the life where Allah is the goal. You will leave the world with kalima, with iman, with the having been saved from the deception of shaitan. Fahuwa yawm eid. He says that is your day of Eid. Wal yawm alladhi yajuzu fihi ala sirat wa yakhlus من أخوال يوم القيامة ويخلص من أيدي الزبانية. He says the day when you will cross the Sirat, the bridge over Jahannam, having been saved from the terrors of the day of judgment, having been saved from the demands of the plaintiffs whose rights you broke, having been saved from the trials and tribulations of that day, you have crossed the Sirat with ease and with afiyat. That is the day of Eid, your third Eid. واليوم الذي يدخل فيه الجنة ويأمن من أهوال النار فهو يوم عيد. The fourth Eid is the day when you will enter into Jannah, having been saved from the terror and having been saved from the azab of Jahannam. That is the day of Eid. That is the real celebration. And the fifth Eid, Ya Ridwan. Allah will address the keeper of Jannah, Ridwan. Ya Ridwan. Irfa il hujur. Remove the veil. Centuries, thousands, if not millions of humanity. Some their limbs were cut off. Some the flesh of the body was separated from the bones. Some were crucified. Some were persecuted. Some underwent untold hunger, untold hardship, untold difficulty. All this, the goal was Allah, Allah, Allah. Humanity in their millions, if not billions, underwent untold difficulty in the pursuit of Allah without seeing Allah, without seeing Allah, without seeing the objective of their pursuit. That day will finally dawn in Jannah when Allah will command the keeper of Jannah, Ridwan, remove the veil between me and my slaves. And for the first time, the greatest ni'mat of Jannah, the greatest lazzat of Jannah, the greatest ecstasy of Jannah, that which was the dua of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma rzuqni ladhatan nadri ila wajhik. Oh Allah, bless me with the lazzat and ecstasy of being able to look directly at your countenance. Allah will reveal himself to the Jannatis. Da'if riwayat, I'm mentioning it anyway. Allama Ghazali rahimahullah mentions that first gaze, such is the munificence, such is the magnificence, such is the beauty of Allah, that the Jannati will stare transfixed at the beauty of Allah, and that first gaze will last for 800,000 years. 800,000 years staring transfixed at the beauty of Allah. Every other bounty of Jannah will pale into insignificance before this of being able to look directly at Allah. Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala who says, that is the fifth Eid. وَقَدْ سُمْتُ عَنْ لَذَّاتِ دَهْرِي كُلِّهَا وَقَدْ سُمْتُ